A National Transportation Safety Board database lists at least 45 Lancair aircraft accidents over 22 years. Seven of those happened with the Lancair 4P, the type of plane Appleton piloted. And FAA Information for Operators from 2010 spells out some safety concerns for this type of aircraft. It says a majority of the fatal accidents occurred due to inadvertent stall spins while at slower airspeeds. NTSB investigator Zoe Kelleher described what eyewitnesses saw when Appleton's plane took off.
It did a steep bank and stalled. Thereafter, it rolled into the ground, pretty much contacting the terrain inverted.
The FAA believes accidents involving Lancair's high-performance planes are mainly due to lack of pilot awareness. Dick Napinski, a spokesman for the Experimental Aircraft Association, says it's important for pilots to understand these planes' unique capabilities.
I often equate it to the difference between driving down a city street at 30 miles an hour and then driving down that same city street at 60 miles an hour.
Napinski recommends extra training if a pilot wants to fly a high-speed plane like the Lancair 4P. NTSB investigators say a preliminary report on Appleton's crash may be out later this week. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.